From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American Special Forces last week is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq. The man suspected of being the new chemical weapons chief was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons was not disclosed until now by defense officials who requested anonymity. The suspect was captured during raids by a U.S. expeditionary targeting force assigned to gather intelligence and identify high-ranking IS leaders. Officials in Iraq told VOA Wednesday that Islamic State fighters, meantime, fired rockets loaded with mustard gas into a town north of Baghdad late Tuesday and early Wednesday. Iran claims it launched two ballistic test missiles today, purportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars News Agency showed pictures it said were of Qadar H missiles being fired from Iran's eastern Alborz Mountain, their target 1,400 kilometers away off the country's coast in the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its borders and skies.
Under the president's leadership, the United States has invested above and beyond our FMF assistance, over $3 billion in the Iron Dome system and other missile defense programs and systems for Israel.
According to one of the leaders of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards, the reason we designed our missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit our enemy, the Zionist regime, describing the test as a show of its deterrent power. United Nations Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura says a substantive talk on political transition in Syria will begin on Monday and is not expected to last beyond March 24th. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden on Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there can be no justification of this hateful violence, including one attack on Tuesday that killed an American.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence, and the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, standing by, said nothing justifies the attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them. Biden called for further progress on Israeli-Palestinian peace, saying work toward a two-state solution is not easy, but that the current violence and retribution cycle has to stop. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu, the second significant U.S. attack on the group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed today's raid was a joint U.S.-Somali operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said the helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers outside the town of Ad Hegel just after midnight. The official said the troops then attacked three or four targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. Al-Shabaab said one of its fighters was killed in the raid while the rest forced the troops to retreat. On Saturday, the Pentagon said another attack killed around 500 militants. Al-Shabaab confirmed the aerial attack but said the death toll was exaggerated. Thousands of migrants from Syria and other countries are now stranded in Greece, blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border today. The Macedonian police closed their border one day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders closed to almost all transiting migrants, with the exception being made for political asylum seekers. These actions effectively closed the Balkan route many migrants have taken to reach the wealthier nations in Western Europe. Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cerar said the Balkan route for illegal migrations no longer exists. Authorities say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece, including more than 14,000 refugees, mainly Iraqi and Syrian nationals. The body of former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan has been moved to the California Presidential Library, honoring her late husband, President Ronald Reagan, where she will lie in repose for several days. The public is being allowed to pay their respects now through Thursday before a private funeral on Friday. First Lady Michelle Obama is planning to attend the funeral, as is another former First Lady, Hillary Clinton, now the leading contender for the Democratic presidential nomination. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.